Bringing you coverage of the 2014 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, I'm Leslie Smith, as we're joined by Pro Farmer's Chip Flory. And on the western leg, on day four of the Crop Tour, scouts moved out of northwest Iowa and moved into southern Minnesota. And we saw a lot of challenges there in terms of weather, especially affecting the corn crop. And that continued when we crossed the border. Talk about how it impacted the corn crop.
Yeah, maybe the most important thing that happened to the Minnesota corn crop was that over a four-day period back in June, there was anywhere from a foot of rain up to 18 inches of rain, something like that, depending on where you were at. And when you dump that much water on ground in that short of a period of time, you're going to lose some nitrogen. It's just going to happen. And that was evident almost everywhere that we went in southern Minnesota. You combine that with going from basically July 25th until August 20th without any rain, and you're starting to lose some yield potential in Minnesota on that corn crop. That also kind of slowed down the development of the soybean crop. Flat pods in a lot of places. I would have liked to have seen much fatter pods in Minnesota than what we did, so that I would feel good about getting a big bean to help build up that yield over there in Minnesota. But generally speaking, it was still a good crop. We can't lose sight of that. We're still looking at a Minnesota corn yield that was at 170.76. Let's just call it 171 bushels per acre. The problem with it is that it's down about 5-6% from a year ago, when USDA has us up 5% in Minnesota from last year. And the problems continue in Minnesota. When you get up into the valley, that's where plantings were really delayed, and it's going to be tough for that the crop further north to help pull up what we saw in southern Minnesota. So we typically get the trend right in Minnesota. USDA's got it up 5%. We're down 6%. I think maybe USDA counted a few too many bushels in Minnesota on August 1.
One thing on the route that I was on, we saw a lot of immature corn, really behind. Are you concerned that this crop is going to finish?
Yes, it would sure be nice to be able to get to October 10th without a frost in southern Minnesota to make sure that we can get to Black Layer and start to dry that crop down before we get the first frost. That might be asking a little bit too much in a year that we've been seeing cooler than normal temperatures. Nobody's out there predicting an early frost, and we're getting close enough now to that 30-day time period where they will start to put out their 30-day outlooks. And if we do start to see some cool temperatures or the potential for cool temperatures come in the end of September, that's going to scare me when we're talking about this Minnesota corn crop. Again, I'd like to get to October 10th without a frost to make sure that that crop's going to be okay.
On the other side, soybeans, Minnesota had a great crop, at least the route I was on, what we saw. This is really a tremendous crop.
Yeah, it really feels pretty good. One thing that we need to keep in mind about the Minnesota crop and the pod counts in Minnesota came in at just over 1,000, 1,031, and that was up from a year ago, and it's up from 2 years ago, of course. But we need to keep in mind that both the Iowa and Minnesota bean crops over the last 2 years saw low pod counts, really did. So really, when we get back into that 1,000-1,050 range on pods in a 3-by-3-foot square, we're really just getting the Minnesota numbers back to where they ought to be. Doesn't mean that we're going to see a big blockbuster yield up in Minnesota. It just means that we're back to where we ought to be on pods. Now, with the rain that we've seen on August 20th, 21st in Minnesota, that should help to finish up that bean crop and bring some of that yield potential back into it.
On the fourth day, also the eastern leg finishes up covering Iowa. And obviously we saw some challenges in Iowa. What did the eastern leg find?
You know, when you look at the way I look at the crop tour is I look at it as one big cornfield that stretches from Ohio to Nebraska, South Dakota, down to downstate Illinois. And you'd think that every year in almost every cornfield, there's a hole out there, okay? There's something out there that's just keeping you from getting all the way to where you know you can get at some point if everything's perfect, like we're seeing in Illinois in many cases this year. If we look at that one big cornfield across those seven states, Eastern Iowa is the hole in that one big cornfield. We had too much water during the planting season. We had too much water in June. Then we've basically gone from July 25 until now. We still haven't had that really good rain in some areas of eastern Iowa, and especially northeastern Iowa, to help bring this crop back to life and put a finish on it. So if there's one hole in the whole entire Corn Belt, it would be eastern Iowa. Western Iowa is beautiful. I mean, it is as consistent as can be. When you go from south to north and you have a corn yield in the southwest district at 181, in the west central district at 180, and you get up into the northwest district and it's 177.5, you know, what is there? There's like three and a half bushels difference from south to north in western Iowa. That's consistency. That's maybe the best example of consistency I've ever seen in the Western Corn Belt. And when you get that type of consistency, not only from field to field, but within the field, like we were seeing in Western Iowa, you can be expecting a pretty good yield.
What did the Eastern Lake find in terms of the soybean crop there in Eastern Iowa?
Yeah, that Eastern Iowa bean crop, you've got to be a little bit concerned about some of the areas, but, you know, beans are kind of ornery. You like to put a little bit of stress on them, make them mad at just the right time, and then give them a drink. Now, we've made the Eastern Iowa bean crop mad, so it has set some pods. It's into that reproductive phase, and it's clinging to them yet, but we need to give it a drink either this week or sometime within the next 10 days if that bean crop's going to hold on to the pods and give us some yield. I'm not too concerned about the crop over in western Iowa. We saw good pod counts over there. We were wet when we went through western Iowa on Wednesday, and I think that crop's just about got everything that it needs to go ahead and finish. I really liked the bean crop that I saw on the western leg of the tour. Minnesota, maybe not as much as I like the rest of the bean crop, South Dakota, Nebraska, and western Iowa. But I did like the bean crop that we saw out there in the western belt.
Well, with 4 days of scouting in the books across seven states, Pro Farmer has put out the estimates. What we had from the tour, what's kind of the next step in the process?
Yeah, the next step in the process is for us to hole up in a hotel room and try to figure out what the national average corn and soybean yields are going to be and what that will translate into bushels across the country. Just a reminder to everybody, the Pro Farmer crop estimates are Pro Farmer crop estimates. They are not Crop Tour estimates. We are not trying to represent the opinions of anybody out here on the Crop Tour. The only people that have to agree on the estimates from Pro Farmer are me and Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. That's the only two people that have got to agree on it. So we're going to take, but of course we use the Crop Tour data, and we have to look outside of the Crop Tour area as well. And when we're trying to figure out exactly what the yields are going to be, but Friday 1:30 Central Time, we will be releasing the Pro Farmer national average yield and crop estimates.
Well, we'll look forward to that again. It's 4 days in the books for the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Again, look for Pro Farmer's national estimate in terms of this year's corn and soybean crop. Again, Friday afternoon, 1:30 after the markets close. Bringing you coverage of the 2014 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, I'm Leslie Smith.